This week on Public Address Science, the ingenious two-stroke engine from a Christchurch company which neatly solves some very difficult design issues. That's the sound of the Pivotal engine, a radical new two-stroke engine design from a subdivision of Mace Engineering, one of Christchurch's largest companies. Now, when you think about two-stroke engines, if you think about them at all, you'll no doubt think about the type of motors you find on cheap lawnmowers and chainsaws. Low cost, but also low efficiency, short lifetime, and very high exhaust emissions. But two-stroke engines do have an important advantage over their more environmentally friendly four-stroke brothers. Because they have a power stroke once every engine revolution, rather than once every two engine revolutions, as with a four-stroke motor, then they have approximately twice the power-to-weight ratio. And it is this improved power density that has seen a number of automotive engine manufacturers conducting research into two-stroke motors over the last couple of years. A two-stroke engine with the environmental features of a four-stroke could significantly improve overall vehicle performance. But the Christchurch engineers working on the Pivotal engine have a big head start on practically everyone else. They've been developing their engine at full throttle for over a decade. Now sitting in the office of Paul McLaughlin, the inventor of the Pivotal engine. Paul, can you explain how, in terms of its basic design, the Pivotal engine differs from a conventional two-stroke motor?
We set out to overcome what are the inherent shortcomings of a conventional two-stroke engine, in that you have a sliding piston restrained by a cylinder, and in that cylinder you're cutting the ports for the engine to breathe, the transfer ports and the exhaust port. And that causes a number of difficulties with a two-stroke engine. So we've overcome those by designing the engine to have a piston which is restrained by a pivot bearing, and then it still has a connecting rod down to a crankshaft in a conventional way. But that allows us to take the load off the surface of the chamber to restrain the piston, and that means to say that we don't have to lubricate the piston as a sliding piston anymore. And it also means that we have a pivot point on the piston which allows us to run water into the piston itself and back out the other side via the pivot. So it becomes a water-cooled piston. And so we have a water-cooled engine with a water-cooled piston, and that overcomes all of the inherent shortcomings of a two-stroke engine that stop you using it in your car.
So I guess a way of explaining it would be to say, in a conventional two-stroke motor, you have a cylindrical piston inside a cylindrical cylinder, as it were, yeah, sliding up and down. But in your Pivotal engine, the piston is more like a flapper, which seen from the top would be, the cylinder would be square in profile, and seen from the side, it would be moving up and down, cutting out a shape a bit like a Chesdale cheese segment.
Yes, and we're using only the outer part of the cheese segment, and so it moves through about a 36 degree radial angle.
So when you talked about the problems with conventional two-stroke motors, why they're not used in a normal automotive situation, I guess you could summarise the problems by saying low thermal efficiency, short operational life, poor emissions, particularly in terms of oil residue in the exhaust.
Yes.
How does the Pivotal engine deal with all three of those issues? What improvements?
We'll start with longevity. The problem with a two-stroke engine there is that if you're wanting to get the high performance benefit of a two-stroke engine, you end up with quite sizable ports. And therefore, what you've done is taken away a lot of the physical support for your piston by taking sections out of the cylinder wall. So that also has the effect of reducing the amount of contact which would take heat out of your piston as well. So we overcome the restraining by the fact that it's held by bearings, and the heat by the fact that we're internally water cooling the piston. And then the emissions, really a matter of two things. There's the lost unburnt fuel with a two-stroke, where if the fuel is mixed with the air via a carburetor, then you will lose some of that out the exhaust totally unburnt, and therefore that decreases in the efficiency of the engine, but also it's very unacceptable level of hydrocarbon emissions. Now that gets overcome in any two-stroke engine to a very high degree by having a direct injection system, which means to say you're injecting the fuel from the top of the head and only as you close the exhaust port, so that you're not losing any of that fuel out through the exhaust port.
Right.
So that's the same as a conventional engine. The other aspect that comes, hydrocarbons, comes from the oil you use to lubricate the piston. And we overcome that by the fact that the piston is now not actually in contact with the surface of the chamber, and therefore we only need a very small amount of oil that's directed for the compression seals, which are like your piston rings.
Okay. So how much oil does the engine use in comparison to a conventional two-stroke?
At this stage, we would say it's around about a tenth of the amount of oil that you would use in a modern direct-injected type of two-stroke engine.
Right, and normally you'd say they use about 10 times the amount of oil of a good four-stroke, so yes. So you're using about the same amount of oil.
Well, we're getting close to being able to have comparable oil usage to a four-stroke engine. But on top of that, of course, you don't have to have an oil change, so the overall use of oil is actually slightly lower.
Mm. Okay, right. Oh, now that's very interesting. Mm. So what areas do you see the pivotal engine first making an entry into the market? Because you've been going for over a decade now, so it's a pretty intensive R&D, so I imagine coming to market is something that you're pretty keen on.
Yes. We have in the last 2 to 3 years been focusing very much on our first step into the marketplace, and we did look at light aircraft, and we have a lot of interest from that point of view. There was various reasons why we decided more on a generator product, and we have a good partner in the United States and for a military generator, and that's our main focus at the moment. The potential there, of course, is based on its power density, and so it's a standalone portable generator. We have simulated all of the components that make up the standalone generator for using our engine, and we end up with a weight which is around about 25% of the weight of what the current 30 kilowatt generator
wow.
is. And so for many applications, that will make it an ideal choice. And there's a lot of other opportunities once we have this first product as a base
right.
engine. And certainly we have a lot of interest in the hydrogen potential. We have full control of all of the thermal surfaces on the combustion chamber. And that's due to the fact that we have the piston cooled independently with its own water cooling. In hydrogen, the big advantage is that we actually can run the engine at a reasonable temperature for good thermal efficiency, but we can avoid any hot spots on the piston or in the head. So that's the limiting factor on trying to run hydrogen in a conventional engine. We see a vehicle such as a plug-in electric vehicle, which would be a hybrid with hydrogen as the core range extender in the vehicle, and a lot of interest in that concept.
Mm. Oh, right. That's very interesting. Mm. In terms of your initial market niche that you're aiming at, the generators, do you have anything like a timeline of when you expect the first production to roll off the line?
We have component suppliers already making the key components, and we're hoping to have most of those ready at the beginning of next year to assemble engines that are representative of a series production engine. And they will go into test with the generators attached at our partner on the generator project. And also those engines will then get used in some hydrogen development programs, which we're working with, again, with some European development companies.
It's heartening to see that a device as astonishingly simple as the piston cylinder mechanism in an internal combustion engine can still be improved by a cunning engineer. The ingenious pivotal engine avoids the efficiency, longevity, and emissions problems that plague conventional two-stroke motors, while still delivering a mind-bending power density at low cost. Its debut as a military generator will be closely watched, and it will be interesting to see where it ends up being used in the future.